Michael, are you home? I saw your car in the driveway. Where are you? Well, you're not in the kitchen. Are you in the living room? And what's all that smoke? Have you been cooking again? Michael, what the hell are you doing? You promised to help me move some boxes to the basement, and here I find you sprawled out on the couch, smoking God knows what, half naked, your penis exposed to anybody just walking by. And what is this thing? It looks like an ugly candlestick holder, only it's clear, and it has a funny suction cup attached to it. And what is this mess inside it? Michael, have you been doing something naughty? You're disgusting. Why, if your mother only knew what you've been doing, she would fly back here and box your ears. But I'm not going to tell her. No, I think we just need to talk about this. Let me sit down here next to you on the sofa. You know, Michael, you have turned out to be a very good-looking young man. You're tall and broad-shouldered, and your arms are so strong. That's why I wanted you to help me move some stuff to the basement. I wanted to watch you, to watch your strong muscles as you bend down and lift those boxes, those heavy boxes. You know, I weighted them down with rocks just so I could see your arm muscles and pecs bulge out when you lifted them. I know, it was naughty of me, but I can't help but admire the male physique, especially one as nice as yours, your broad chest, your flat stomach, and those abs. Phenomenal. You must work out a lot, and your slender waist and narrow hips, and, dare I say it, your big, fat, thick cock. I always suspected you packed something big like this underneath your blue jeans, but I never guessed you were so well hung. And your balls, Michael, they're huge. They must be full of cum all the time. Tell me, how often do you need to jerk off? Once a day? More than that? 3 to 4 times a day? Oh, Michael, if only my late husband had that problem. I was lucky to get laid once a week. And even then, it was never very good for me. Usually over with in a flash that left me hanging. I usually had to take matters into my own hands, if you know what I mean. It's getting hot in here, isn't it? And this smoke. Is that pot you're smoking? I remember the smell from college when we used to light up in the dorm, but that was a long time ago. But it always used to make me horny. Why, I remember one time, but I don't want to bore you with my stories. It's getting really hot. Do you mind if I take off my sweater? It's okay. I'm wearing a bra underneath, so I won't embarrass you by making you look at my breasts. What's that? It wouldn't embarrass you? Well, in that case, why don't I take off my bra too? You know, when I was in college, all of us feminists burned our bras. The guys burned the draft cards and the girls burned their bras. It was a thing to do. But now that I'm older and my breasts have become so big, I don't mind wearing a bra. Do you like my black bra? Do you find it sexy? Do you like the lace around the top? It barely conceals my nipples. And I really shouldn't be talking to you like this, me being so much older than you. But you excite me. Looking at your cock is making me wet and horny. And would you mind if I touched it? It's been so long since I've touched a man's cock. And yours is very nice and big and fat. I don't think I've ever been with a man with such a nice, big, fat, thick cock, drooling pre-cum. Oh, Michael, you're so wet. You're just leaking pre-cum like you wouldn't believe. Here, let me look it up. It's been so long since I've tasted a man's pre-cum. You taste so good. Do you like that? Do you like the feel of my tongue on the head of your cock? Licking the pre-cum off your tip? It tastes so good. There's so much of it. I can't keep up. Would you mind if I sucked your cock? It's been so long since I've sucked a cock. My husband never used to like it. He thought it was dirty and nasty. But I always liked the feel of a man's cock in my mouth. I like the texture of his head on my tongue. I like the fullness of him as he enters my mouth. I like feeling his shaft filling up my mouth and further. I like feeling the tip of his cock at the entrance to my throat. And I love feeling his hands on my head as he fucked my mouth. In and out, in and out. Me drooling spit all over his cock and him drooling pre-cum all over my mouth, both inside and out. Michael, I'm getting so horny. This pot smoke is really getting to me, and I know you're horny too. Please, I want you to fuck my mouth. I won't tell anybody, and I know you won't either. Please, I need it. I need to feel young and sexy again. I'm not so bad looking for an older woman, am I? My breasts are very large. They're very full. They used to be full of milk when I nursed our babies. And after I was done nursing, my husband used to lick the nipples to get the last dregs of milk off of them. Michael, would you like to lick my nipples? To suck them? My nipples are very hard. And my areola are very large, about 3 inches across, wouldn't you say? And my nipples are as big as eraser tips. And they're all for you, Michael. Every big, fat, sucking inch of my size 42D cup tits. Just for you to suck on. Please, do it. I long to feel your mouth on my tits, squeezing them. The flesh overflowing your large hands, sucking my nipples, taking as much of my tits into your mouth as you can, sucking my nipples, pinching them. Oh, Michael, you are making me so horny and so wet. Please, I want you to touch me down there. Slide your hand underneath my shorts. And touch me through my black nylon panties. I feel so wet. Your touch is making me so wet. I love the feel of your fingers on me. When I was in college, I had a boyfriend who would eat my pussy. My husband never ate my pussy. He thought it was too nasty, even though I shaved it. Even back then, when only bad girls shave their pussies. I remember one time I was sitting in the bathroom, fresh out of the shower, not really doing anything, and I was staring at the razor, and I thought, why not? So I took the razor and shaved off all my pubic hair, and it made it feel so good to me when my boyfriend ate me out. I loved feeling his tongue on me, on my clit, between my pussy lips. It got me so wet, and I usually came on his tongue. Michael, darling, would you eat me out? Please, lick my pussy, suck my clit while you play with my big fat tits. I'll make it good for you, too, later, after you do me. This pot smoke is making me so horny. Let me lay down on the couch. I'll take my bra off, and you can pull my shorts and black panties off, and I'll spread my legs for you. Michael, your tongue feels so good to me, and your hands and my tits, squeezing, pinching, rolling the nipples. Yes. Yes. Please. Oh. I can't help myself. My hips are bucking up into your face. I need you so much, Michael. Fuck me. Please, Michael. I need to feel your cock inside me. Your big, fat, juicy cock. It's been so long since I've had a man's cock inside me. I usually get by with just my fingers. But I warn you, I am very tight. But I'm so wet that I don't think we'll have a problem. Here, take my legs and push them up to my tits so you can see yourself enter me. But first you have to rub my clit with the head of your cock. Just to make sure that you are well lubed. That's it. Run your big, hard cock back and forth over my clit. Oh, I love it. You're getting me so close to coming. I love the feel of a wet head of your cock rub across my clit. Oh, it feels so good to me. So good. Now do it. Stick your cock inside me and fuck me. Fuck me hard and fuck me deep. I want to feel you all the way deep inside me. All the way. Go as deep as you can. Yes. Just like that. Keep stroking it up inside my pussy walls. Can you feel how tight I am against your big, fat, thick cock? Oh, Michael, you feel so good to me. Give me more. Fuck me hard and faster. I'm almost there. Please, fuck me. Fuck me. Oh. Oh. Keep fucking me. I want to make you feel good too. I want you to come inside me. And don't worry. I won't get pregnant. Just fuck me. Use me. Pretend I'm that fleshlight that you were using earlier. I want your cum. Don't give your cum to that fleshlight. Give it to me. Let me make you cum. I will make you come like you have never come before. Can you feel my pussy walls contracting around you, squeezing your cock? Your cock is getting harder and longer. You're getting ready to come. I can tell. Now do it. Come inside me. Give me your cum. Yes, that's it. Oh, Michael. Oh, that felt so good. Keep spurting. Keep spurting your load inside me. Oh, oh, it feels so good. Oh, 4, 5, oh, that must be 6 shots of man juice inside me. Oh, keep your cock inside me. As long as you can. But, oh, you're slipping out. And I can feel your cum dripping out of me too. Down my ass. And down my leg. Oh, there's so much of it. Oh, Michael. That was so good. Oh. Now, we must never tell anybody about this. And maybe we can do it again sometime. I would like that. Now I will lick you clean, and I will get dressed, And as I walk home, I will feel your cum dribbling down my leg. They're all clean. And I know this wasn't a fantasy. Oh, Michael, do you think you'll be ready for another go-around in a few hours? Call me. I'll be home, waiting.